music playing from local bands we know on Reverb Radio. It's Pete Jones Radio Show. It's live on air. It's Pete Jones Radio Show.
We have in the studio, well, we've got a couple actually. We've got Lewis McHale and Tim, Carphone app extraordinaire, Whole House.
Having a nightmare.
Having a nightmare.
Parking in Brighton is the worst.
Well, you know, tell that to Andy in Canterbury. He doesn't want to hear it. He's
parking all, in Canterbury is easy.
I bet it's got to be easy. Yeah, you see, Mr. Whole House has parked in Canterbury. He's now trying to park in Brighton, and it's just not fun at all, is it?
No.
Did you get there anywhere?
Getting close.
Right, well.
No cigar at the minute.
Close but no cigar, which is a great track by Thomas Dolby, I think. By the way, folks, these guys have been in the green room for about an hour, and boy, the smell of JD on them is quite extraordinary. Are you going to be able to play in this state? Lewis, how are you?
I'm very good, Pete. All the better for being back here with you.
Well, you know, so what I haven't shared with the crowd, of course, is that Tim Wholehouse, struggling on his phone with a phone app, a car app, a parking app, some kind of app. You, my friend, your phone's been dead for since Friday. What is in the air?
Brexit.
Brexit means Brexit, my friend.
Yes! Love it. Love that. Lovely message in, by the way, straight off the bat. We've got Anya listening. She says, "Hi, Pete. Enjoying listening from my Gatwick Hove train." By the way, I haven't read this out, so I hope it's clean. Brackets, yes, we do have trains. Yes, thank you. We do. We have trains. Please play something that will encourage my kefir. Oh, kefir grains to survive the journey. That's very, very Brighton, that is. My friend in the Scottish Highlands, decanted some into a pot for me this morning. So they've done, you're just posing so many questions here. How did you get them from your friend in the Scottish Highlands onto a train from Gatwick to Hove? What? I don't know, Lewis, you're the travelling man. You explain.
Well, I don't know, really. I mean, actually, Tim is the most travelled person.
Why?
Here,
Where's he been? Tim, where have you been?
Where have I been more recently?
Yeah, anytime.
I mean, haven't I been?
Well, yeah.
I've been, end of last year I was in Germany, East Germany.
Yes.
And then before that I was with Lewis in Spain. And
Lewis,
then I went through France and Portugal and Spain together. Wow. And then I was in America before that.
Were you touring and playing and
touring,
all sorts of?
Yep.
Tell us about the States. How did that go?
Yeah, it's good fun. I've got a band out there now, so I've toured the States, I think, about 15 times now. But now I've finally got my own band out there from Philadelphia.
That's awesome. I was going to say, where and what's your favourite state? You've just done all that.
And go Birds, as they say.
Go Birds, go Philly.
Yeah.
How very cool.
Won the breakfast bowl yesterday.
Well, there you see, talking of Brexit, which you were, of course. you see, he's happy about it. Where else in the States do you trolley when you get out of Philly? Where do you go?
We played the Fest in Florida, in Gainesville, Florida.
Yeah.
Which is where the song Gainesville City Limits comes from.
Oh, hello. Come on.
And we did the Fest and we did a tour down the East Coast and hit some really fun and wonderful places while we were doing it. It was really awesome. But yeah, I toured the States quite a lot. I've done both coasts. I think I'm now down to, what was it? I think 7 states I haven't played in.
Only 7 states?
And 2 of those are...
And one of those is Canada, one of those is Greenland.
Canada is not a state. I have toured in Canada, but yeah, Canada
don't
is
rise,
not.
Don't rise. Back. Ooh, back in your chair.
I've got a lot of Canadian friends here.
Leave it.
I've been seeing a lot of Canadian friends.
And one's the Panama Canal. What?
Yeah.
No, stop it. Stop it.
Alaska
cheeky.
And Hawaii are the two.
Hawaii! What are you guys doing together in the UK then? Are you doing a little few gigs together?
Yeah,
this is the last one, I believe.
This is the last one. This is my last hurrah until I take a year off.
What? Why? What? When? Is it not children induced?
It could be. So
you're looking very good on it, by the way.
Oh, thank you very much.
It's so good. Do you want to crack and play a live track? And then we'll talk about your plans and all the rest of it. We've got Lewis McHale here. We've got Tim Holehouse. Are you going to play together or are you going to do separates?
Separates.
Of course we are, darling. Well, you take it away and just do the thing you do.
All right. I've got the uke today. And a not a clarinet. There is a clarinet solo, but I got the next best thing. So I hope you enjoy, Pete. Having thoughts going through my head, time and time again. Many questions that I need to know, answers left unsaid. Is there a point to anything? Where does this all end? Is this all a waste of time? How can I pretend? When the music stops, what else have I got? When the world ends, what else we got left? When I'm dead and gone, will these songs still go on? Will you keep singing along? Na 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 na. Some things are best left unsaid. It's better not to know. Where do we all go from here? Enjoy life before we go. Time for me to face the music. Time to face the truth. Where do we all go from here? The elephant in the room. When the music stops, what else have I got? When the world ends, what else we got left? When I'm dead and gone, will these songs still go on? Will you keep singing along? Na 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 na. When the music stops, what else have I got? When the world ends, what else we got left? When I'm dead and gone, will these songs still go on? Will you keep singing along? Na 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 na.
You talking about ridiculous? Stop it! he had a duck whistle thing as well, a gazool.
Yeah,
we've got all the local ducks have just come all far and wide. Will you stop it? You can't, we're on the 17th floor, and they're very, very keen up here.
It's definitely lighter than lugging lighter a than? Harmonica around. So,
well, yes. I mean, show me that thing. Show me that thing. Let's have a look.
It's golden.
It's golden and it's beautiful. Have you seen the Dylan movie yet?
I want to.
There's a gazoo scene in that.
Oh.
Actually, yeah.
Brilliant.
So you will feel right at home, baby. Right at home.
Kazoos.
Kazoos.
There's a
eh?
Kazoo on my next record.
Oh. What?
There's a kazoo solo,
ridiculous.
Yes.
Ridiculous. So what happens when you guys tour? Do you, I mean, I know, obviously, I don't want all the messy details.
Keep it, you know what I'm saying? Keep it in the coach.
But do you alternate and play together and you do one and then you do one and then you do it and then
No, I tend to do like separate sets.
Separate sets.
Yep.
And then
sometimes you alternate who goes first or...
Yeah. Lewis seems to always want to go first.
Does he?
Yeah.
He's like that.
Yeah, but on Saturday in Shoreham, his hometown, he went last. And I think in, what was it? In
Pomparada.
Well. Hometown, I make him go last in his hometown.
Well done. Good on you.
Because it's his hometown crowd.
It's his hometown crowd.
He's got two hometowns now.
No, but that's it.
I was going to say, just to explain to those who do not know, Lewis is up Styx. Don't you get busy, Mr. Andy in Canterbury. He's up Styx and he's moved to where again exactly?
Pomparada.
Thank
in
you.
In España.
In Español. a certain Ziggurat might be listening. He says, hey. Singing along in the Zigger kitchen. Yes, is ill. So that's good, Mike. You are always welcome, my friend. Do you want to swap right now? And Tim, do you want to do a track?
Yeah, I'll just take my chewing gum.
Will you take your chewing gum? Pass it to Lewis, obviously.
I'll hold on to that for you.
You never know when you might need that.
That's one of my tour responsibilities.
I can see
that's how rock and roll I am, chewing some chewing gum.
I was doing a little bit of research on you two, and it did say that Tim was the diva of the two. And now I can see now.
It was like when you were saying about smelling of Jack Daniels, I was thinking that must be about reeking. three-year-old hangover then, because I've been sober for 3 years.
Well done, good man. Come on,
Very good,
very good.
I've also recently quit smoking as well, so I'm really fun. Like, I'm in bed super early after shows.
I don't think it was about your drinking. I think you just wear it as aftershave now, which is more the point. Yeah. And, you know, maybe that's what's happened. You know? JD by Saint Laurent. For the smell of the road.
let's do this song.
What are you going to do for us, man?
This song is about my great-great-granddad.
Yes.
He was from the Congo.
He does sound
Africa.
Great. Was he now?
Yes.
How ridiculous. More on that story later.
And he moved over to Liverpool in 1852.
Zowie.
And I thought I'd write a song about it. Good so there we go.
Tim Holehouse, everybody. Tim Holehouse.
Just sitting in a field of barley, watching the wind blow. I'm just sitting in a field of barley, watching the wind blow. Knowing that my time has come now, and it's my time to go. For 10 long years I've been here, a stranger in a foreign land. For 10 long years I've been here, toiling upon this land. And I'm just sitting in a field of barley, watching the wind blow. I'm just sitting in a field of barley, watching the wind blow. Knowing that my time has come now, and it's my time to go. Yeah, I left my friends and family to be a stranger in a foreign land. Yeah, I left my friends and family to toil upon this land. And I'm just sitting in a field of barley, watching the wind blow. I'm just sitting in a field of barley, watching the wind blow. I'm just sitting in a field of barley, watching the wind blow. I'm just sitting in a field of barley.
Thank you very much.
No, thank you. Are you kidding? What are you cheating? Ridiculous. That was ridiculous. So good. You got the voice of Tim Holehouse. We also got Lewis McHale on the mic we call the Blue Mic.
The Blue Mic?
Yeah.
That sounds risque. Yeah.
Well, you
no swearing, Lewis, because I got in trouble for that last time we were in here.
Not only did you get in trouble, we had to renege our license. I mean, you blew the roof off this, and we're pretty high up. You know, we had to go out to the balcony.
Rock and roll, my friend. Rock and
roll. We had to cool down on the balcony for a while because it's. You did get a little bit, you know, potty mouth for a while.
Yeah, I just forgot myself for a minute.
You can't come here to this stooge reverb towers and blow us out on our lounge business.
I'm not used to being pre-watershed.
you're not used to being watershed. What's the matter with you? Does it get filthy blue on stage?
Sometimes.
Yeah. Gets a bit chaotic.
I want to know, have you taken Lewis over to the States yet?
I haven't, no. We've done... Actually, this is the first time we've toured around the UK together.
Yeah.
We've done Spain and Portugal together.
Yeah.
I usually sort of meet him out there, and so I usually do a hell of a drive through... France to get there.
It's called France.
Yeah. France. It's bigger than you think
it
is.
It is. Yes, France.
It's
brackets.
Really big.
Brackets. It's bigger than you think it is. Yes, I know. It is. I've done that drive. I did Clapham to Bilbao in 12 hours once. And yeah, most of it was France. And it's big. It never ends.
Yeah, it's just more France. So much France.
It's ridiculous. It's,
you don't expect it to be that
you
big.
You do not, Tim, you do not. How do people see you in Brighton? Because you said you're going to do something. What's going on? Where is it?
We're playing at the Pipeline tonight.
Tonight?
Yeah.
That was the Peacocks, in case you were wondering. Pipeline, how do we get there? What's going on?
That's a good question, because
I've got more good questions here.
Go on then. My geography of Brighton's getting worse, but it was what was the Northern Lights?
The Northern Lights. Yes, absolutely. That is the Pipeline. You guys have got time. What time are you on stage?
Good question. From about 8 o'clock onwards.
I like you. Everything I say, good question. I like that. Means he doesn't have a clue. That's what normal.
He's just pulling it out the air. I was going to say something else, and then remember myself.
Having mentioned the blue language, he was going somewhere already. So that's Pipeline, 8 p.m. And what do people need to know?
Pog are playing. Yes.
I mean, I don't want to get excited because you guys are playing, of course. Don't get me wrong here. But Paul from Pog, and what's the lineup with Pog these days? Is it
the trio tonight? I believe.
I think it's Beth and Paul and Deacon. My favourite.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to have a favourite in Pog, but Deacon is my favourite.
You can say it, no one's listening, it's
when
fine.
When we toured together, I definitely bonded with Deacon. It was
cool.
myself and Barbara Luck. I don't know if you know Barbara Luck, but me, Deacon and Barbara were like the Three Musketeers, I think.
So good. Listen, do you want to play another one? Just give them another taste. What you got, Lewis?
I'm kind of thinking about playing something on the uke again, but it's like one of my songs, but I've never played it on the uke before. But I might give it a go,
use us as your
radio exclusive.
Can we dedicate it to Anya, who's still stuck on that train?
Because absolutely.
I feel we didn't really dedicate anything to Anya, and she is suffering. She's taking one for the team out there, you know. By the way, we've got a lovely little message. Hi, Pete. It's the Intoxicated Pigeon.
Oh.
We just saw him just a second.
Really? We did. Did a Cellar 92 video with him.
Oh, how very cool. Listening to Lewis and Tim from the rooftop, sounding great. Well, it's lovely to have you out there, my friend. So you can message us 07909547336. Just tell us what you think of Lewis's brand. Well, the first time he's played this on the uke. The blue uke that goes with the blue mic. It says the Beatles Abbey Road on it. I'm not sure they ever played a blue uke, but anyway. What's the name of this track?
So this is an oldie. It's called Those Are the Days. I'm going to give it a go on the uke on the fly. Let's see how this goes. That fulfill me won't kill me anymore. The worst is I fall to the floor. We can stay up all night, we can sleep through the day, 'cause there's nothing to do anyway. Those were the days when I wasn't afraid, had nothing to live for at all. Life is getting shorter, there's no time to lose. Make the most of these moments to choose. Make the most of these moments to choose. Seen important, don't matter anymore. When things are about to run to the door, we can drink till we pass out and we won't be ashamed. I've only got myself to blame. Those were the days when I wasn't afraid, had nothing to live for at all.
Life is getting shorter, there's no time to lose. Make the most of these moments to choose. Make the most of these moments to choose. Fulfill me, won't kill me anymore. The worst is our fall to the floor. We can stay up all night, we can sleep through the day, cause there's nothing to do anyway. Those were the days when I wasn't afraid, had nothing to live for at all. Life is getting shorter, there's no time to lose. Make the most of these moments to choose. Make the most of these moments to choose.
Well, no, there you go. I didn't get the title of any of these tracks. What was that called?
Those for the Days. It's like a very old song.
I thought it was. What was the first one you played? What was that called?
When the Music Stops.
When the Music Stops, Stop.
Yeah.
When the Fun Stops, Stop. Yeah. And that was the first time on the uke. Are you happy with it?
I decided to do some falsetto harmonies instead of harmonica.
No,
kazoo, because no. You know, yeah. Kazoo, yeah. you can overdo it with the kazoo, so can't you know.
So kahoo?
Kahoo?
Oh, kazoo. lovely message in from Andy, still listening in Canterbury, but is a little bit worried about Anya on the train now. I think I started something. He says, Pete, I'm worried for Anya, and even more for her kombucha. Anyway, can you keep us updated? So, Anya, if you're still listening and you're on the train, do let us know. I don't think it was kombucha. I think it was something. It was kefir grains. Yeah, I don't know what that is, really. I thought kefir was like a yogurt. But anyway, what do I don't know anything. Stop it now. I'm here, right? Isn't that enough? I'll tell you who else is here. The amazing Tim Wholehouse, alongside Lewis McHale, prior to their gig at the, what do you say? Should we call it Pipeline?
The Pipeline, yeah.
Should we do that? Should we say 8 o'clock?
Yeah.
Should we say how much on the door?
It's a donation entry, so whatever you want, really, to pay.
Okay. Okay. Anya, apparently, is off her train. Andy, off her train. She's not off her trolley. She's off her train. It was nearly on time, and it was kefir grains. There you go. I was listening. It is kind of like a yogurt. Well done. No, thank you. Well done. Well done yourself. Well done you for transporting it back from the highlands of Scotchland. Talking of Scotch, we got Tim Wholehouse, who hasn't had a drop for 3 years.
Yeah,
let that sink in, yeah. Which is incredible. You've got time for another track. What would you like to play?
I'm going to play the song Friends.
Why don't
you? It's about friends. This not only the friendship with Lewis,
yeah.
This tour has been about, but played in Portsmouth last night, my hometown.
Up Pompey.
Yes, play at Pompey.
Yeah.
And I've seen lots of friends. I even bumped into my old drummer in St Leonard's when we were in St Leonard's over the weekend, just randomly. So a drummer I haven't seen in 10 years.
Love it.
I didn't sack him for any reason or anything. He just sort of quit music for a bit to get all buff. He was a personal trainer for a while.
I'd have thought most drummers are buff, aren't they?
Yeah. He's even more buff than your average drummer now.
So what do you got to play for us?
So this song's about friendship. It's called Friends.
Beautiful.
Two of my friends on the road, all the ones I've loved and lost. Yeah, I just want to thank you from the bottom of my thick black hole. Two of my friends on the road who've come to all my shows. Yeah, I just wanna thank you from the bottom of my thick black heart. Now I've seen things I thought I'd never see, and I've been places that I thought I'd never be. Two of my friends on the road, all the ones I've loved to and loss. Yeah, just wanna thank you from the bottom of my thick black hole. To all my friends on the road who've given me all. Yeah, just wanna thank you from the bottom of my thick black hole. Now to all my friends here in Brighton, come to the Pipeline tonight. It's going to be most excellent. And just remember, a stranger is somebody you're yet to meet. And to all my friends on the road, all the ones I've loved and lost. Yeah, just want to thank you from the bottom of my thick black hole. To all my friends on the road who've given me all. Yeah, just want to thank you from the bottom of my thick black hole. To all my friends on the road, to all my friends on the road, to all my friends on the road, to all my friends on the road. Thank you so much. From the bottom of my thick black hole.
Zowie.
There we go.
Not the bottom of his whole house, you should have said. Brilliant. That was Tim and Lewis both in the house doing what they do best, which is singing and performing and entertaining, which they will carry on doing until you stop paying them tonight. That is 8 o'clock at the old Pipeline. Lovely messages coming in all round with lots of love and support for you guys. Absolutely brilliant.
Oh, cheers.
Maureen in Stenning is listening and saying, these players sound a lot of fun. They are a lot of fun. Actually, another great one. Yes, I know, I know. So thanks for all your lovely messages. Thanks, guys, for coming by.
Thank you so much.
And I'm wondering if the Steve Bad Motherfucker's in town. Is he in town? Is that a question you don't want to answer?
He did play...
yeah, because I'm just about to play the jingle that did together.
Oh, he did play some bass for me the other night in Shoreham, but he's a busy man.
He is a busy man, yes. Well spoken. Guys, thank you so much for coming in. Lewis and
no
Tim. And
thank you so much.
The best of nights tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Pete. Always
see
a pleasure.
Lovely to see you again, Pete.
Thank you.
If you're with your friends, or if you're on your own, you're okay as long as you are with Pete Jones. If you are at work, in the car, or stuck at home, you're okay as long as you are with Pete Jones. Oh, Pete Jones, oh, Pete Jones, he's the man, don't you know? So listen, listen to the Pete Jones Show.